Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. We're very happy that the band Beirut, the brainchild of Zach Condon, joined us today. Their third album, The Riptide, was released in August. The music for today's session was recorded at WFUV in New York City by Dan Hodd. Zach Condon began recording in his parents' New Mexico basement back in 2005 after he first heard Balkan brass band music. His music has in the past managed to explore all of his musical interests on each album, and this new one seems a bit more direct, and I asked Zach why that was.
It actually came out of this period in between the after I'd finished the EP that we went down to Mexico to record with the kind of 19-piece brass band, and I was visiting home in my parents' house in Santa Fe, and I was sifting through the archives of stuff I wrote when I was 15 years old, and I was just kind of looking for that naive spark of melody.
That's the real people stuff?
Yeah, back when I called it real people. I mean, I went through millions of names at the time. Actually, millions of city names as well. But I was looking at that and looking at, you know, how far it had gone, and then I was trying to think, how can I kind of justify these two extremes of my personality? So this was the middle ground.
And you seem to really have got it on this record in a lot of ways. I'm trying to figure out which city to start out in, because it's obviously the band is Beirut, but the cities, as you mentioned, are all over this, with East Harlem and Goshen and Santa Fe. Is that all from lyrical content, or does something about the different cities have something to do with how you approach things musically?
Often it's incredibly random. Mm-hmm. I've always had this idle fascination with city names that I can only chalk it up to me, they're poetry. And they're just an easy way for me to remember things. So I don't know. I mean, Goshen was a city I was driving by every day to get to the upstate house where I was recording, and I just found it really funny that this very biblical town was nothing more than a truck stop and a diner. But it doesn't have anything to do with the lyrics. I think the only one that's really very direct would be Santa Fe. Which is where I grew up. And in that song, I was very much trying to kind of put myself back into the contradictions of growing up in that city.
Well, why don't we start with that? This is a live version of Santa Fe from Beirut, our guest today on the cafe.
Temptations are one.
That is Santa Fe, which is the first song we heard from Beirut's new album, The Riptide, and that is a live performance today from Zach Condon and Company. Just a great song. Thank you very much for doing that one. Can I talk a little bit about growing up? Because I understand you you grew up in a musical family. Were their musical interests as wide ranging as yours have become?
Hard to tell. I grew up in a musical family, but as my parents joke, it skipped a generation in some ways. I mean, my dad was a great guitar player, but outside of that and listening to Bruce Springsteen, the Beach Boys, and Van Morrison, that's as far as that went. But both of my grandparents on both sides were very musical. I know that my grandmother played piano, sang bagpipes, accordion. And my grandfather on my father's side was a jazz musician. I think it's one of those stories that, you know, his wife told him she'd take the kids and leave if he stopped, you know, if he didn't stop gigging in New York. So I don't know. It's like that presence was there, but I didn't really experience it firsthand.
Did your interest in music from around the globe come when you were in Santa Fe, or did it come from travel?
It started when I was in Santa Fe. I was a teenager. Growing up in Santa Fe was this weird situation where you're exposed to very touristy culture on one, you know, on one end of the spectrum, and on the other, it's largely Hispanic, Native American, and you know, one feels very real and one feels very fake, and you know, me being a Condon, just kind of stuck in the middle, and it felt like the city I grew up in didn't belong to me in some way, and so I think I was kind of searching to fill this cultural void that I felt, and I think I found that in the movie theater I worked at, which was this little foreign film theater. They only played films from abroad, and I just fell in love with every movie, and they would stick with me so intensely. A lot of that interest in the music came from the idea of travel and not actual travel.
Tell me about what films.
Well, I was watching a lot of Fellini, so I was getting really into Italian arias and Sicilian funeral brass and stuff. And then, of course, there was a Balkan festival. And that hit me like, you know, like a ton of bricks. I remember, you know, scooping popcorn and someone opens the door to the theater and you can hear the music blasting out. And I just couldn't believe my ears. I mean, I'd played trumpet since I was quite young, and I'd been around so much brass music in the sense of, like, you know, high school band, jazz bands, that kind of thing. And I just couldn't believe they were using the instruments in that way. And that started a pretty intense quest for that music.
With the band, the arrangements are done by all the horn players together?
Yeah, for this one, I very much wanted... everything I've done up until this point has been kind of based around modern technology of multi-tracking. I mean, because I was just alone. And I wanted the sound of an orchestra, but I didn't have one. And that's all well and good, and I'm very happy I did that. But for this album, I didn't want a bedroom opus. I wanted a real band, kind of a... put the songs in their hands.
Now, I mentioned you recorded this last winter. It seems like there were three different locations. Where was what you're describing seems to me that you would have cut some of these as live on the floor as you could.
We did exactly that, actually. I spent 6 months in Bethel Woods, New York, just writing the tunes. And all I was recording was just the kind of demos of them to show the band later how I wanted the song to go, what the melody and chord progression was. And we had a period after that where we locked ourselves in this other studio upstate New York in Catskill for 2 weeks. And every day we would, we just basically place mics around the room and we'd sit in a circle facing each other. And from morning until morning, we would just play these songs, one song a day, over and over and over again till it was finished. So the entire album was finished instrumentally before I even did one vocal take.
Wow. Did you have the lyrics?
Nah, to be honest, not really. No. I start with gibberish because I think the melody is more important in the long run than the lyrics. Not to take away from the lyrics, but that's always been the way I felt.
Well, what do you remember about finally getting to the lyrics of East Harlem?
I remember being petrified. You have to
because
imagine.
Because it was such a great track, or
yeah. Well, you have to imagine coming. We after this session in the studio where we did all the instrumentals, we went on tour in Brazil, And so I came back to basically a completed instrumental album, and it was like, okay, your turn now. Just sit down and finish it, you know? And it's really intimidating. Also because this album is a lot more personal than the other stuff. The lyrics to East Harlem, the first part is a little poem that my older brother had written when I first moved to New York when I was 17. And we were kind of playing around with that song, Benny King, mm-hmm. There is a Rose in Spanish Harlem. And so the challenge was, I mean, the instrumental was laid out, the melody was laid out, and I had those words to start the song, but I had nothing to finish it. And so the challenge was writing part two of this song that I had started years ago with my brother.
And this is how it turns out. This is a live version of East Harlem. Our guests today are Beirut on the World Cafe. East Harlem, live today on the World Cafe from Beirut, and we're getting a chance to talk with Zach Condon about the band and the new album, The Riptide. You mentioned going to Brazil, and you, forgive me, I just read a bit about Beirut Tondo. You'll have to tell me what happened.
It's pretty amazing, really. In some ways, I'd chalked off Brazil as like, oh, we'll never go there. You know, what room do we have in the modern musical landscape of Brazil? Like, where would we fit in there? And so it was so funny that it became such an affecting thing down there. But yeah, I remember I released a song for it played during the opening credits of a miniseries called Capitu, and the our email inboxes were just flooded immediately after with emails from Brazil saying, you got to come down here. I can only imagine that these kids that started the Beirut Tandu thing, which is where they do Beirut cover songs in the major squares of Sao Paulo and Rio and a couple other cities.
That's just really, so amazing.
It's so amazing, yeah. I can only imagine their thought process was, well, I doubt these guys will ever actually make it down here, so let's just do it ourselves.
And so you had a chance to, when did you first hear it live?
When we went down there in Sao Paulo, I finally got to see some of the kids doing it. It was great. They would replace the instruments in really interesting ways. So there'd be ukulele lines on guitar and then the cavaquinho, which is actually the precursor to the ukulele. So that was really fascinating. So, yeah, there's some beautiful stuff.
We have time for one more with the band. And what would you like to do?
I'm going to do Port of Call. It's the last song on the album and also the last song I wrote for the album.
I called through the air that night, but I can't see your voice in that light. I could only smile, for I've been alone some time. And all in all, it's been fine. You had hope for me now. Well, I danced all around it somehow. Be fair to me, for I may drift on. If it were up to me, you know. I called through the air at night, with thoughts still blurry inside. Was it infantile that would she desire? Were it up to me, pull the wool from your eyes.
Port of Call from Beirut, and as Zach Condon mentioned, it is the song that finishes up the Riptide, the new album. Zach, I see you, you've got yourself working rather hard this winter, so congratulations, and thanks a lot for stopping by.
Well, thank you.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.